Brett Cinder's doing okay. How are your deities?
Как у вас божества?
Yeah.
Я плохо слышу, у меня вообще все забито, уши, нос.
Очень люблю божества.
I love worshiping the deities.
Good. How's your husband?
Как муж поживает?
Хорошо.
Nice. We will worship together.
Nice.
We do all the morning services together.
How long does it take you to worship your deity?
Сколько у вас времени занимает поклонение божествам?
4-10 пробуждений. 8 часов приложений последних.
Сколько у вас времени это занимает всего в день?
Я утром говорю 4:10 до 8 приложений. То есть 8:30 утром кончается. А потом 4 часа дня предложения, просад. То есть 2 часов я готовлю просад, 4 часа предложения, а потом спать около 2 вечера.
Well, we start the RT at 4:10. We start offering at 4:10, and at 8 o'clock they have something else. They offer prasadam, and then in the afternoon they offer the shikul's prasadam office, and then in the night also. Очень хорошо. Он в Индапу нашел дистрибьюс.
А?
Индапу нашел дистрибьюс.
How's your book distribution going?
Как идет ваша распространение книг?
По-разному бывает.
Поговорим моему брату Буги Буричану.
He said, take your destiny in your hand.
Он сказал, возьми свою судьбу в свои руки.
Determine your future now.
То есть решай свое будущее сейчас.
He says, it's your responsibility.
Он сказал, что это от тебя зависит.
So we should all do that. We should determine what we want from the practices of our devotional service, and then we should aspire for that. And just like in the material world, a person says, I want to become a graduate and I want to work in a corporation. Or I want to be a musician. Or I want to be an actor. In the same way as devotees, we should decide that we want pure devotional service. And we'll follow the course very, very strictly to achieve that goal. And that course will be chanting, reading Prabhupada's books. If we always do that, then we'll always be good. And so we'll always be completely blissful. You know, it's like we were talking one day in Almaty, the most commonly asked question amongst the devotees is, you know, how to control my mind. How to control my mind, how to control my senses. And those are important questions.
Это важные вопросы.
Because that's like the very basis of yoga.
Потому что это основа йоги.
Means to keep your mind and senses fixed.
Это означает сосредоточить ум и чувства.
So we have to hear and hear and hear to be able to come to that position.
Поэтому для того, чтобы подняться до этого положения, нужно слушать.
But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, if you read Bhagavad Gita, there's so many wonderful topics there. Beyond just, you know, controlling the mind and controlling the senses. And if you will read those topics and hear those topics, then automatically the mind and senses will come under control. So many questions will automatically spring up. Your mind will always just be working, 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 trying to understand Krishna. Instead of, you know, sometimes, you know, the mind is working, sometimes the mind is sleeping. Sometimes the mind is agitated. You know, sometimes you're angry at someone. You see, all these things will come. You see, but our business is to learn to keep the mind focused on Krishna.
Но наше дело это научить свой ум быть сосредоточенным на Кришне.
If you study Prabhupada's books, you'll be able to keep the mind fixed.
Если вы будете изучать книги Прабхупады, то вы сможете держать ум сосредоточенным.
So make more of an effort in that way.
Прилагайте больше усилий в этом направлении.
Okay.
Хорошо.
Try to read Prabhupada's books more.
Старайтесь читать больше книг Шрилы Прабхупады.
When I sit and read Prabhupada's books, I become very enlivened.
Когда я сажусь и читаю книги Прабхупады, это очень оживляет меня.
Right. When I was in Almaty this last week, I was reading Bhagavatam in the morning.
Когда я был в Алмате на этой неделе, я читал по утрам каждое утро все время Бхагаватам.
And I would just like before the class. When I would read, my brain would just become so filled up with questions about Krishna. Yeah. On the way down to the class, I started asking Jasamati Nandan questions. You see? And that's how wonderful Krishna consciousness is. You know, you hear about Krishna and you become enlivened and you want to ask about Krishna and find out about Krishna. And then when you're, like I said in class this morning, when you go towards the sun, you become warm.
И как я говорил сегодня утром на лекции, когда вы приближаете солнце, вам становится чувствовать тепло.
And when you go towards Krishna, you become pure.
И когда вы направляетесь к Кришне, то очищаетесь.
And when you become pure, then it's not, you know, one day плохо, one day хорошо.
А когда вы очищаете, то уже не работает так, что сегодня плохо, завтра хорошо.
But it's always
всегда все выше, выше.
It's like you got fuel.
Если потом того, что вы получаете топливо.
It's like when from over in Kazakhstan when they shoot up those Soyuz missiles. They've got the fuel inside of them.
Как, например, когда из Казахстана запускают эти ракеты Союзы, то их заправляют топливом.
And as long as they have the fuel, they keep going, right?
И пока у них есть топливо, они висят.
But if the fuel is finished, and if they're not in their proper orbit, then they come back down.
Но когда топливо кончается, если они не на своей орбите, то они возвращаются обратно.
So reading Prabhupada's books and chanting is the fuel that will keep us going. And then by reading and chanting, one day we're going to come into orbit. And that orbit means we're going to come to the position of self-realization. And then there won't be any opportunity that will ever come out of our constitutional position.
Тогда уже не будет, то есть не будет никакой возможности выйти за рамки своего изначального положения.
So, I mean, we tell everyone to read the books.
И поэтому мы говорим всем читать книги.
But people don't take the instructions seriously.
Но люди не относятся к этим наставлениям серьезно.
And we tell everyone to chant with determination, but they don't take the instructions seriously.
Мы говорим людям стараться решимости, но они не понимают наставления серьезно.
And then they say, "Oh, my mind is doing this, and my senses are doing this, and this is doing this, and that's doing this. I want to kill this Prabhu. I want to kill this Prabhu."
И то есть это я хочу убить его, я хочу убить того Прабху.
Yeah, but the formula is simple. Prabhupada didn't give a big difficult thing for us to do. Not like the yogis, not like the gyanis. What they do is hard. Bhakti yoga is sublime. It's just based on sound. So we just have to pour spiritual sound in our ears. And then we remain in the transcendental position. So increase, okay? Alright? What's your name? Dunaha? Dunahan. Dunarhan. Dunarhan. That's one name, or is that a first name and a last name together? Dunarhan. How long have you been a devotee? 1 year and a half. It's going good? Good. Do you live in the temple or do you live outside? In her apartment. Do you do any services over here?
Somebody rented an apartment for sure.
I see. You're chanting 16 rounds? Good. Very good. Can you read Prabhupada's books?
Книги Прабхупады читаете?
Да, да.
Sometimes.
Do you sell Jagannaths?
Jagannath не продаете?
Yeah? Хорошо. You should sell more and more Jagannaths.
Давайте все больше и больше Jagannath.
Okay. Everyone, I'm telling you, everyone should sell Jagannaths. You should get the whole city of Bishkek selling Jagannaths.
Я серьезно говорю, вы должны занять весь город Бишкек продажей Jagannaths.
You should sell Jagannaths.
И вы должны продавать Jagannaths.
You know, you're working for these people 75 cents an hour, a couple days a week. Sell Jagannaths.
Вы работаете там несколько часов в неделю на этих людей 75 центов в час. Продавайте Jagannaths.
Sell Jagannaths.
Продавайте Jagannaths.
You know, everyone get engaged in this Jagannath sales. You know, make him do some service. Make him get busy. You know, no laziness. I tell you, when I was a young devotee and I was in the kitchen, poo, I could serve for hours and hours and hours. You know, when I was in my 20s, I would go in the kitchen after Mangal Arati, come out of the kitchen about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I mean, that's like, you know, 10 hours, 12 hours straight in the kitchen. You know, and then I'd take a little break. Then I'd go to the market and do all the shopping. Then I'd come back and go to the Gaur Arti. And then I'd go take, you know, then I'd dress the deities in the evening time. Big Radha Krishna deities. Like every night I'd put their evening clothes on. And I'd do the last Arti. I mean, Prabhupada said that we should, you know, move the body like, you know, work it like it's a tractor. You know, just work it and work it and work it and work it and work it.
Yeah.
So make sure that this gentleman here has enough service to do. You know, when he has a lot of service to do, then his mind will be very, very peaceful. He'll make Jagannath all day and he'll dream about Jagannath all night long. Just dream about Jagannath. Really? He has such an enchanting voice. He has a voice like a radio announcer.
Hello, buy a Jagannath. I'm the best Jagannath in Bishkek.
Иногда их называем Мурали, Маканчор.
Sometimes we make them Murali and Makanchor.
Yeah?
Manas 2.
And Manas 2.
And you have Manas. You have a Manas Jagannath. Must be very powerful. Okay, so we'll all meet individually while I'm here. Okay, we'll all have individual darshans. Maybe tomorrow after the class, then we can we can all meet individually. Okay. Anyhow, it's nice to come back here again. It's nice to see you all.
Can you comment on the statement? Somebody told her that Sai Baba is Krishna, avatar of Krishna, some sages returned this. Can you comment on this?
He's bogus. He's a bogus person, Sai Baba. I think maybe he has some mystic city. You see, but in India, to have some mystical city is not an unusual thing. You know, But Sai Baba, I know for a fact he has very bad character. He's been known to drink. He's been known to engage in homosexuality. So he's not a, he's certainly not an incarnation of Krishna. And I don't think he's an incarnation of Shiva or Brahma. You know, maybe he's an incarnation of a Kazakhstani camel. We don't have any regard for Sai Baba. Publicly, we don't. Publicly, what should we do? A person may go, Sai Baba, Sai Baba, Sai Baba. Can we say, Sai who? Who? I haven't heard of him. Does he present Bhagavad Gita? Does he present Krishna's conclusion in Bhagavad Gita? If he presents Krishna's conclusion, then we accept. Leave it at that. Yes, sir.
Некоторые из нашего города ездят к ним на встречу.
Some people from our city met him.
Yeah. He's got some little mystic city. He can make ashes come out of his hand. And he can bewilder people's brains. I have one godbrother. He went to a Sai Baba meeting. And he was going to stand up and actually defeat Sai Baba. And he stood up during the darshan. Your people are saying that you're a god, and he started to talk, and then he just started going, and the old Baba just controlled his mind. Now, a few years back, the most famous magician of India, he wanted to go see Sai Baba. He's a Bengali man. His name is Sarkar. So he wrote one letter saying, I'm going to be visiting Bangalore in the month of December. I would like to come and visit you. He wrote to Sai Baba. And the Baba, he said, no, please don't come. So he said, this is curious. Anyone else can go see Sai Baba. Why he doesn't want me to come and see him? So then he decided to go anyhow, but not announce who he was. So he went, and Sai Baba was sitting there with all his people. And then after the darshan, and I don't think he really says anything during the darshan. And then some his disciples went to him and said, Baba, we want some prasad. So he didn't give Jagannath. But they held out their hand, he puts his hand like that, and some little ashes come out. So on that day, he made some little sweet come out. So then that magician, he stood up in the audience, and he said, and because the person is going, oh, Baba has given me sweet. And that magician went up and he went, and he gave him a rasgulla. And Sai Baba went. And Sai Baba went. And gave him burfi. Then the magician went. And gave him sandesh. And this was in all of the newspapers of India. And then the Sai Baba, he became like mad.
Who
are you? You have come to my ashram. You are a great imposter. And the man looked at me and said, no, I'm not an imposter. He said, I am Sarkar. I'm a magician. He said, and I never say that I'm anything other than a magician. You are the imposter. Because you tell people that you're God. But you're only a magician. You see. And he was defamed. And then it was either last year or in the last 2 years, you know, people broke into Sai Baba's ashram and practically they killed him. Because a lot of people, they know what a rogue Sai Baba actually is. So in the public we don't bring all of these points out. Because we don't want to start any confrontation. But we do say Sai who? Does he teach Bhagavad Gita? If he teaches Krishna's conclusion Bhagavad Gita, we accept whoever he is. That's what Prabhupada would do. Because people used to ask Prabhupada, because Sai Baba was so, people wouldn't talk so much about Sai Baba. And Prabhupada was so famous. They go to Prabhupada and they say, what about Sai Baba? And then it's just like smashed. We don't want to start a fight with anyone. But we should know the actual position. One time I was in Mauritius with Indra Dumaswamy. Hare Krishna. It was 1987. And it was like the month of May. And it was like the end of summer in Mauritius. Absolutely beautiful down there. And our program is, we would get up in the morning and we'd give a morning program in the temple. And then during the day, they'd take us to the Indian Ocean and we'd swim and read books. And then every evening for 21 days, we would have a program in a different village. Because there's so many villages in Mauritius. And it's just like the tropical jungle. Jungle. And in each village, they have a hall where they, like an outside hall, where they worship Lord Shiva. So we would go to the village and we'd do Harinam to the village. Then all the people would come out, go down to the Shiva hall, we'd give a kirtan and a lecture. And the brahmacharis, they'd have a few pots and they'd get some wood and they'd cook a big pot of halva and distribute to everyone. Halva. So when we went there, then, you know, Maharaj said, I told Maharaj, I said, you give the lecture tonight. So then it was like Maharaj one night, me one night, Maharaj one night. So we went to this one village one night, it was my turn. It was my turn to get the class. And about 500 people came. So I sat down, I gave a lecture. And we had some kirtan. And then I said, are there any questions? And one man stood up and he said, what do the Hare Krishnas think about Sai Baba? And he said it in such a way where it sounded like he was like, He had some problem with Sai Baba.
И звучало так, что было такое ощущение, что какие-то были проблемы с Сай Бабой.
So I was thinking this man had a problem with Sai Baba.
Я подумал, что да, у него, наверное, были какие-то проблемы с Сай Бабой.
So I told the truth a little bit about Sai Baba.
И я не услышал правду о Сай Бабе.
And I found out that the man was actually the president of the Sai Baba organization.
Я выяснил, что этот человек является президентом организации Сай Бабы.
And that particular village was the strongest village of Sai Baba followers in all of Mauritius.
Я выяснил, что вот в этой деревне были самые сильные последователи Сай Бабы во всей деревне.
And
after
I told the truth about Sai Baba, it was like a roar went up.
И когда я сказал правду о Сай Бабе, то это был такой рев поднялся.
And Indraduma Swamiluthabhi said, "Let's get out of here."
Индрадюма Свамиуттабхи сказал, "Давай убираться отсюда."
I'm too young to die.
Слишком молод, чтобы умирать.
So we don't want to start a public fight with the Sai Baba followers.
Мы не хотим устраивать, то есть такую общественную войну с последователями Сай Бабы.
But we should know where he's at.
Но мы должны знать, где он находится.
He's a cheat.
Он мальчик.
He's an imposter god.
Бог самозванец.
All of his people say that he's God.
Все его последователи говорят, что он Бог.
And he doesn't stop them from saying that he's God.
И он не останавливает их.
Okay, so we're gonna. Oh, she's.
May I become a disciple?
Yes, we can speak.
Да, мы поговорим.
When we have darshan, we can speak about that.
Лучше darshan поговорим.
Okay.
Хорошо.
All right. Nice to be back. Nice to see you all.
Очень рад вернуться, рад вас всех увидеть.
Everyone should increase your service.
Все, пожалуйста, увеличьте свои служения.
Everyone should sell more and more juggernauts.
Продавайте все больше и больше
книг. Sell more and more books.
Больше книг.
Меня Лолита очень стесняется еще сама спросить. Но в прошлый раз, когда в Алма-Ате она попросилась к вам ученицам, разрешили, она все выполняет, несмотря на то, что руку сломала, она правой рукой читала четкие. И теперь она снова умеет печь и печет великолепные чапати. Вы сказали ей, чтобы она к вашему приезду приготовила чапати, но она стесняется, спрашивает, можно ли ей завтра приготовить вам чапати.
She's been a nice girl when she's been chanting even when she had her arm broken, and now she can cook also, and you told her to learn how to make chapatis and she can make nice chapatis.
You can make chapatis?
Умеете чапати готовить?
Do they go like this?
Вот такие, они сдуваются?
No? Okay, one day while I'm here, you have to come out to the place where I'm going to be taking my lunch.
Однажды, когда я здесь буду, вы приедете тогда, когда я, то есть туда, где я обедаю.
And I'll teach you how to make the chapati where they go.
Я вас научу делать чапати, чтобы они сдувались.
Okay.
Хорошо.
All right, you get Lord Chaitanya inside. He's inside the chapati and he's pushing his arms and he's going, "Hari Bol."
Нужно просто запихнуть Господа Чайтанью вовнутрь, он будет поднимать руки и скажет.
Okay. So I'll teach you how to do that, all right? Okay. All right, Srila Prabhupada, ki.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.